plenty of Jacko's hits on your iPod. Well, guess what? iPod turns 20. Let's have a bit of a chat with Richard Pascoe, our IT expert. Good morning to you, Richard.
Yeah, morning, Lee. Amazing. 20 years old yeah. iPod, isn't it?
It sure is. Well, time does flow by very, very quickly. 20 years or two decades, and let's look back on that gadget that changed the future of music.
So on October 23rd, 2001, the late Steve Jobs introduced the device. It really has changed music as we know it today, and people say, why has it changed music? He unveiled the iPod, and it was a small device that allowed you to carry 1,000 songs in your pocket. Now, Apple has always been praised. They give people exactly what they didn't know they wanted. And people are going to say, that's a great phrase. And the iPod proved this. You know, Jobs said that music is a part of everybody's life. It's been around forever. It's not going anywhere. And the iPod, extremely, extremely popular over those years. It died out in 2019, and that's when Apple shifted its, you know, its focus on music to streaming. The focus of the iPod was it's ultra-portable, could fit in your pocket as your phone does today. It was just over 10 centimetres tall, 6 centimetres wide and 2 centimetres thick, and it weighed 180 grams. 10 hours of battery life for it as well, 5 gig of storage, those 1,000 songs. Now, those figures that I've just quoted you, you know, it's incredible at realising that today we can buy a 2021 iPhone 13 that carries a terabyte of storage. That's 200 times the storage of the first iPod. And, you know, to me, that's astonishing. But one of the real big impacts that the iPod had on the music industry, that we could finally buy one song, not a whole album. And that really annoyed record companies because, you know, Steve went in and sold it, saying people only, which is true, we only want that one song or two songs off of the album, not the whole thing. And that's one of the great legacies, I think, that the iPod's given us.
And that used to be the case, didn't it? Once upon a time, we'd hear a song on the radio, hopefully on 7BU, and pop into your local record bar, and the attendant there would sell you the whole album rather than buying the 45. No doubt a lot of people bought the 45s, the single version, but get the whole album now. Of course, and this has been the case for a while, isn't it? You don't have to, just get the single rather than the whole complete album.
Yeah, so it's amazing how it actually changed that. So, and the one company that really hated it was Sony.
Yeah.
They really loathe that concept because, and we can't say the term they use this time in the morning, believe it or not.
I think we've got a bit of an idea, but Sony have been in the news the last week or so, haven't they, thanks to Four Corners.
Exactly right. So, you know, it's just an amazing thing as far as I was concerned.
Hey, Richard, tell us a little bit about Canon, because apparently they sued over all-in-one printer that stops scanning when it runs out of ink.
I think this is absolutely a stunning story as well. So there's a class action in the United States, more than 100 members seeking $5 million damages and want to go to a jury trial. There's 20 models of the Canon all-in-one printers that exhibit a problematic behaviour. So the complaint points out that Canon promotes that its all-in-one printers have, you know, distinct features. As we all know this, it prints, it copies, it scans, and you know, about one in a million actually use the fax option on there as well. But these are all dependent on having ink in the printer, believe it or not.
Mm.
So what happens is, there's no ink in a Canon printer at the moment. You can't scan anything in, even though you're not going to use it, print anything on there as well. It's ridiculous, isn't it, Lee?
It sure is, absolutely.
Yeah, so it's all about selling ink because consumer printer makers, they use what's called the razor blade business model. So it's named after companies who sell razor handles for cheap, but the compatible razor replacement blades, they use at much higher prices. So, you know, have a look at your printer that you've got at the moment. I think this is going to be a landmark case over there as well. But, you know, a lot of the time your printer becomes disabled through software. If a single colour cartridge runs low, it forces you to buy replacements instead of just printing in black and white. But this thing about not being able to scan when you run out of ink, good luck to them in court, because I think it's something we need to stop.
Yeah, very similar to what we were talking about with our initial topic there, forcing us to buy what we don't really want.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly right.
So that's sort of a bit of a segue there. And finally, here's a bit of frustration. We all have too many programs starting on our computers, but you've got some friendly advice on what to do.
I do. Every time I go and see people, and every tech person in Tassie would tell you this as well, we'd normally go in and stop most of the programs loading at startup on your computer, because over the years, you install things, and everything you basically install will always want to start at startup. So, you know, it's about going into your Windows 10 settings or your Windows 11 settings or on your Mac at the moment and making sure they all stop. It can be done. What I've done, Lee, is I've put all the instructions will be up on my website in about 10 minutes' time. It's going to come to light about how to do it. But in Windows 10, it's basically the Start Manager on there as well. You can go along and disable all the things you don't need to start at startup, reboot your computer, and it will thank you for it.
So, Richard's right across all things IT, and you can have a bit of a gander at their websites, adelaidetechguide.com.au, talktech.com.au. Good on you, Richard. You enjoy your day, and we'll have another chat again next week with you, next Tuesday, because we do have the long weekend on Monday. So if you're available after 7 o'clock, that'd be good.
That sounds like a plan, Lee.